Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll from coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. I'm excited about our guest this half hour. Loretta Doan is a new friend of mine and yours. She's the president, the founder, and the CEO of New Technology Management Incorporated. She is the 2003 Office Depot Visionary Award winner for business entrepreneurship. And she's our guest. Loretta, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited about getting my award.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud, too.
Well, you know, folks,
proud of the company.
I bet you are, and that's a good way to say it, because I know you got some major stakeholders there in your organization that have helped you to get where you are. But you're the force behind this, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But before we do, folks, I want to tell you just a little bit about Loretta. I mentioned earlier that she's attending the Office Depot Success Strategies for Women's Conference, for Business Women's Conference in Florida that Monica told you about, Monica Luchtfeld told you about last week. And Loretta is an award winner at this conference. But Loretta, I was looking at your website, and I was looking at all the awards. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I'm running out of numbers here, folks, about 30 or 40 awards in the last 4 years. That's on our website. Loretta, take a day off. Let somebody else have a chance. Give some of these other people a break here.
Oh, Jim.
No, I'm just teasing you. Congratulations. It's great, folks. Here, the Blue Chip Enterprise Award, the Washington Tech Fast 50 Award, the Arthur Anderson Fast 50. You're in all these Fast 50s. Oh, there's a Fast 25. Loretta, how do you do all this?
Well, actually, I don't do very much about it. I got a letter from Office Depot, for example, saying, we'd like you to accept this award. Would you do it? Well, of course, when it's winter and it's Boca Raton and it's Office Depot.
So the first thing you said, where is it?
So we've been very fortunate to have people recognize the significance, I guess you could say, of the work, the kinds of work that we do.
Tell us what that is.
We install remote and video data transfer technologies, encrypted technologies, and non-intrusive inspection devices across the borders of the United States. And it's kind of a mouthful, Jim, but what it really means is we install all the technology along the land border ports from Washington State to Maine, from San Diego to Miami, that work together to keep contraband, whether it's people or things or drugs or whatever, from coming in or going out of our country.
You work with the DEA and the INS and people like that.
U.S. Customs is our favorite customer, is our number one customer. Of course, everybody's now being absorbed into Homeland Security.
Yeah.
But we
is
do
that
work
gonna
with...
Is going to be good for you?
Yes, of course it'll be good for us. I think it'll be good for all Americans to have a central focus on the importance of protecting our borders and protecting the people in our country. I think we're all going to feel
absolutely
a lot happier.
I didn't mean to make that a commercial question as much as is the new organization going to be, is that going to complicate things for you in the new organization, or is it going to help you?
Well, I think life, to be honest, as a federal government contractor is always, always complex. And I think there will be some initial confusion because you simply can't absorb that many agencies into one without having a little bit of a discomfort for everyone involved.
The Coast Guard's being turned over today.
Exactly. And, yes, and most people are, formally taking their seat March 3rd or something like that. But I think what we'll find is that in the long run, after a few months when things settle down, I think we're going to all find that this is a much more focused group and it will be better for all of us.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there wondering if you're safe inside the borders of the United States, you're listening to one of the people who helped make you safer. And Loretta Doan, for the role that you play in that, we thank you.
Thank you.
Now, your business is 13 years old, you said.
Yes.
Tell us about what was going on 13 years ago.
Well, when I started my business, it was actually Halloween, and I wanted to pick a really significant day because I thought, well, you know, this is kind of a scary thing, so let me pick a, you know, Halloween is the day to go down and register my business. But I didn't really, I don't have a business background. I actually have a liberal arts degree in literature from Vassar College. But the one good thing about having a liberal arts degree is that Vassar taught us how to think, and they taught us how to solve problems. So you just have a really good approach to almost any situation that you get in because you think, oh, I can work with this. I can resolve this issue. And I think that's an important business skill. But I started my business, honestly, with $25 at Kinko's, and I ran off some stationery and said, I'm in business. And even now I'm amazed by that. But most of it was just pounding the pavement. I am fortunate enough to actually live in Washington, D.C., and so for me, the federal government was a logical customer, but it was one of these, cold call after cold call, just walking into different agencies, trying to see if they were interested in any of the computer services that I was offering. And
right.
It was very long and very hard.
How long did it take you to get your first sale?
Well, my first sale actually came as an emergency probably about 2 months after I'd started my business because a server crashed, and I had a background in Unix, and they needed it to be restored.
Right.
But that was a very short, a small purchase order, one-time deal for a day. But that was enough to kind of, because, you know, so much of your work in the government is based on past performance.
Right.
That was enough to give me a credential.
And well, that was a big deal, wasn't it?
It was a huge break.
That was the launching pad for you, wasn't it?
It was, because I was walking down the hallway, and, you know, it was one of those fortuitous circumstances.
Wait a minute. No, I'm not going to let you get away with that, Loretta, and I'll tell you why. What did you just say you were doing? You were walking down the hallway. You were out on the pavement. You weren't sitting at home waiting on the phone to ring, were you?
Well, you cannot sit at home waiting.
You were out
the
knocking on the door saying, hi, I'm Loretta. How you like me so far?
Well, you do have to act. I mean, I think this is the one thing, is that nobody is going to call you up and hand you a contract. I mean, you have
right.
to actually go out there and make it happen in that respect. You're absolutely right. But
I've had people to ask me, you know, slay a dragon, or, you know, get a big client or customer or something like that, and they say, how did you get that business? I said, I asked them.
That's exactly right. You know, you cannot believe, I'm sorry to get off on a different topic, you can't believe the number of people who actually never asked for the sale.
Well, and as you and I both know, there's a lot of stuff that you got to do before you have the right to ask. But you have to do the work to get in a position, and then when you're up at the plate, you got to go ahead and take a swing.
And I think that sort of leads into the first thing that you said, which is all these awards that you've gotten, and they've all been in the last 4 or 5 years. Well, the reason why is because the first 9 years, all I did was get up at the plate and try to swing, because you didn't have time to actually go out or, you know, really do anything other than work the day-to-day of your business.
And, folks, I can tell you right now, Loretta can hit a major league curveball. You can look at her company and what they've accomplished in the last few years to say that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our new friend, Loretta Doan, the 2003 Visionary Award winner for Business Entrepreneurship, given by Office Depot. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's the short one, jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Loretta Doan is our guest, folks. And by the way, do you also remember that I mentioned a week or so ago that I did a web cafe for Office Depot last Tuesday? And several of those had gone before the one that I did. And one of them was conducted by Loretta Doan, our guest this half hour. It was actually the second one. If you go to officedepot.com and click on their web cafe link, you might have to look around for it. Sometimes it moves around on the page. And go to the archives of the web cafe. Go back up to the second archive, and you'll see Loretta Doan's name, D-O-A-N, and you can still hear that archive of her presentation of maximizing technology for maximum efficiency. And Loretta, you did a good job. I heard some of your archive, and a good job on that.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Tell us about what it's like being. Well, let me ask you this question: Did you feel 13 years ago that you were a woman breaking into a man's world?
Actually, I did not, Jim. What I felt was that I was trying to break into a very hard space, which was business ownership. And I think before you can even start focusing on being a woman, or I'm a black woman, you know, or being a black woman or anything like that, it's just the trying to break into being a business owner versus someone who works within a business, and it's a completely different perspective. And sort of,
see, that's the reason you've been successful, Arita, because you focused on the proper point in front of you. You didn't say, I mean, clearly there weren't a lot of women 13 years ago doing what you did 13 years ago.
There still aren't, actually.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. So I mean, I know how it is today, and I absolutely can tell you 13 years ago it wasn't. But my point is, you didn't say, you know what, I'm disadvantaged, I'm a victim. You said, you know what, it's tough enough being a business owner. I'm going to deal with that first.
Well, Jim, I believe, as strange as it may seem in this day and age of cynicism, I believe so strongly in the American dream. And I think people have misunderstood what it's about. I believe that it's about opportunity, and it isn't about handouts. And it isn't saying that everybody's going to get the same thing. It says you get the chance to go after the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes all the difference in the world. Is, you know, this is not a sure thing. You just have to go out there and give it your best shot. And that's, I think, what is so amazing, is that when people focus on the dream aspect of it, you know, what their goal is going to be, that's what makes the difference, as opposed to worrying about every little step along the way. And
well,
so I didn't think about every little step. I just wanted to be a business owner. I wanted to have a good service, and I wanted to make sure I had a customer who liked me.
How many employees do you have?
Right now we have about 173 full-time employees, and then we have SCADs. I mean, I'm just talking, you know, hundreds of part, flex, and some-timers.
Right. Yeah, these are contractors who move in and out of a job.
Well, they're sometimes, 1099 independent contractors, and
right.
Some of them are just simply people who work for us in maintenance roles as part-time employees,
but
people who are on maternity leave who come back, and then they have another child, so they go back. But, you know, the door is always open for them at a woman-owned company.
But day one, how many employees did you have?
Oh, I had none for the first three
you
years
had you
of business.
At the kitchen, you had you at the kitchen table.
I was at the kitchen table. And,
yeah.
You know, it's such a cliche now, but it's true because it's
the
biggest table in your house.
You know, things may be cliche, but they're still usually true, aren't they?
They really are because, you know, you sit there, you do your books, you do your planning, you do them, you know, 10 o'clock at night after you put the baby to bed.
Yeah.
And that's how you get started.
Larita, I got a couple of minutes before we have to go. But now, good folks, I got some good news for you. Larita's coming back. She's agreed to join me again, and we're gonna mine her thoughts and her experiences and her vision for the future in future shows. Larita, talk to the small business owners that are out there right now who are where you were 13 years ago. Maybe they haven't gotten started yet. They're just now starting. They're sitting at the kitchen table, or they're driving to their job thinking about thinking about their small business.
Well,
and talk to them about what it is that they should be thinking about right now. What you've got them in front of you now. You've got your students in front of you. Tell them what they need to know.
They need to be strong. Because there is nothing more discouraging than having someone tell you no. But no matter how many times someone says no to you, there is that point where you will catch that very same person or someone else in a moment where they need exactly what you have to offer. And they will say yes. And so you can't take no. Nothing is final. And so when someone says that they don't want your product or service, you cannot give up. And there are times, and let me just tell you, there are times when I've had bills and I didn't know how to pay them. There are times when, I was on my knees praying. I've never missed a payroll, not in 13 years, but I've been on my knees many a time in the past praying that I'd be able to make that payroll. There is no struggle that I have not gone through, that every business owner hasn't gone through in the past. And you have to know that you are in a band of brothers or sisters, and that we have all been through this, and we make it because we know that if we are strong and if we hang in there, it will succeed. If you are good at what you do, and I think you do have to be good at what you do.
Yeah, you do.
You will succeed. And I think you must, the other thing, never stop picking up the phone. So when I am most discouraged is when I pick up the phone and call someone, because I say, you know, I am so down that if someone tells me no right now, well, what does it matter? And so I think knowing that you always have to act and you always have to take, motion, move forward in your own best interest. That's what you have to do to keep going, no matter how discouraging it might be sometimes.
Larita Doan, ladies and gentlemen, the president of New Technology Management, Inc. That's NTMI.com. Check it out. It's a pretty cool website. Larita, congratulations again on being an award winner and we'll look forward to seeing you another day.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate you coming here.
Larita Doan, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.